I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
Good morning. It's Monday, January 10th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Los Angeles County is in the midst of a record-breaking COVID surge. More than 45,000 cases were reported yesterday, the highest daily tally of the pandemic. There are five times more people with COVID in county hospitals than there were a month ago. Officials say that most of those patients tested positive but were admitted for other health issues. KPCC's Sharon McNary has more.
All this coronavirus is taking a toll on medical workers with lots of absences when they test positive. In response, Governor Gavin Newsom is asking the legislature to pass a $2.7 billion COVID-19 emergency package in his budget proposal, and that includes a $1.4 billion emergency allocation to expand testing and vaccinations. He also activated the California National Guard to help at testing sites. I'm Sharon McNary.
In Orange County, the number of patients with COVID in hospitals has topped 900. That's up more than 16% from Friday, when the county's deputy health officer said hospitals were full, many were experiencing staffing shortages, and ambulance drop-off times were high. Dr. Regina Chinzio Kwong notes a lot of vaccinated people may not know they're infected because they have no symptoms, so masking matters.
We urge everyone to really do their best to wear a well-fitted mask when they're out and about, whether that's at work, at school, or in the public.
She warns if the strain on the healthcare system worsens, some hospitals will have to start thinking about stopping elective procedures. The LA Unified School District is postponing all athletic competitions scheduled for this week due to the COVID surge. District officials say in a statement that they are upgrading health and safety protocols and will determine next steps before the end of the week. They add that the goal is to resume athletic competitions as soon as possible. Practices will continue outside with masks required. If you're in LA County, you need to load money onto your tap card to ride the bus again. That's because fare collection resumes today on all Metropolitan Transportation Authority buses. It was suspended nearly 2 years ago due to the pandemic, allowing people to enter buses in the front and the back. To help with the adjustment, Metro is offering half-price passes for 6 months and larger discounts for eligible low-income passengers. For more information, you can go online to metro.net/fares. And along Interstate 10, the nighttime road work continues this week between Beaumont and the Coachella Valley. The lane and off-ramp closures are enabling crews to make improvements to nearly 20 miles of freeway between Beaumont and Highway 111 near Palm Springs. There is a funeral today for the teen girl killed by a bullet from a police rifle in North Hollywood. Valentina Oriana Peralta is being eulogized at the City of Refuge Church in Gardena. KPCC's Frank Stoltz reports the incident has prompted multiple investigations.
LAPD Chief Michael Moore says he will not yet pass judgment on the decision by Officer William Jones to open fire on an unarmed man inside the store. Jones killed both the man and Oriana Peralta, who was in a nearby dressing room.
But everything is on the table for being looked at as to not just what happened and the judgments and decisions that were made, but our policies and procedures.
Critics have said the department is incapable of conducting an impartial investigation. Mayor Eric Garcetti disagrees.
LAPD is perhaps the best in the country in doing these investigations.
The LAPD's inspector general is also examining the shooting. And the state attorney general now investigates all police shootings of unarmed people, and he's the one who will decide whether to file criminal charges against Officer Jones. Covering criminal justice, I'm Frank Stoltz.
Pacific Gas and Electric will likely tap an emergency fund set up by the state to help pay for damage from the state's second largest wildfire. Almost 1 million acres in Northern California burned last year, and CAL FIRE has now concluded that it started when a tree made contact with a PG&E power line. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd explains how the fund came about.
In 2019, California had a utility crisis. The state's biggest electricity providers were causing increasingly deadly and costly wildfires. PG&E had already declared bankruptcy as a result. It was one of Governor Gavin Newsom's first big tests in office.
This is a serious moment. And as I said, I'll remind you, it's not just about turning on your lights. It's not just about paying your electric bills. It's literally about the economy of this state.
The governor and lawmakers had only a few months to figure it out. So they put together a $21 billion fund that would help cover the cost of wildfires caused by utilities. The companies pay for half of it. Customer rate increases make up the rest. Michael Wara is a senior research scholar at Stanford University. He expects PG&E will be the first to tap into the pot of money.
It's a good dry run, frankly, for the fund, because there's a whole bunch of processes that need to be established and tested so that the fund is really ready.
Utilities have to cover up to $1 billion in damages before accessing the fund. PG&E expects claims from the Dixie Fire, the second largest blaze in state history, to only slightly exceed that $1 billion threshold. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
It's warming up a bit this afternoon. There'll be clouds and breezes with highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s most everywhere but the deserts. Antelope Valley highs will be in the 50s with frost overnight, and in the Coachella Valley up to 72 degrees. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
Support for this podcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.